Greetings, adventurers, and welcome back to Dice Club. It's me again! Last time, our heroes, after watching the cavern change itself before their eyes, they begin to lose hope, until they reach what they believe to be the ending of the cavern, a round room with a golden archway. Once Urix is a big baby and runs off, they place the crystal in the golden archway. The archway opens a portal that takes them to a strange new place they don't recognize. They're taken by surprise by a group of bandits who claim this is the territory of someone named Kairos, who they'll be taken to if they don't forfeit all their belongings. Let's find out what's next.
Five of you are all standing in this beautiful scenic valley. There's mountains in front of you, and there's a forest, and you can see plains as far as the eye can see in every other direction. And there's a lake, and it's beautiful, but you've also got the knives on your throats, and this guy in front of you. And he says, come on, folks. We ain't got all day.
Hello, sir.
Hey, are we?
That's kind of a dumb question, but this is Kairos's land, and you're trespassers.
We didn't know that this was whoever that is's land. So I don't. It's not like we're doing it on purpose.
That makes no sense.
What do you mean that makes no sense? We just walked into a cave.
There was a portal?
There was a portal and crystals, this is gibberish to me. There's like a circle with birds in it. Do you know about that?
I do know that.
Can you explain it?
That's Kairos, yeah.
Kairos is a circle of birds?
You
can give me all your thanks, or we could take you to Kairos.
Our things are really not that interesting. We have like mostly pythons.
I'm not giving that away. Do you want this?
Hey, I'll take your pythons.
Back off. Away from my pythons.
Excuse me, sir.
Well, you tall one.
What year is it?
Oh wow. They've just lost it.
Hold on, I gotta figure out a way to format
not,
a year.
Not the fantasy year.
It's 748.
Thank you.
Is that the current year in the other place?
Those are just numbers to you. You don't know what that means.
Oh, that makes sense.
Oh, great. Great.
Yeah.
So, cool. Are we like in a different universe? Or a different,
plane?
I
am very confused as well. I don't know if with knives to our throat is the best sort of situation and time and place to figure this stuff out.
What are you going to do when you take our stuff if we go with that option?
Oh, you know.
You know, what I'm thinking is that you're going to kill us, but I don't know customs here.
You know.
No.
Just give us all your thanks.
We don't know that's why she's asking.
We can let bygones be bygones, and I'll take all your stuff. And as he says that, a voice from behind you says, "No, Gregor, you know I can't let you do that." And as soon as he speaks, all sound coming from all the bandits, including Gregor, who is the guy in front of you, comes to a complete halt. And a man who, he's a kind of tall man, he's not as tall as Marsh, which is the only measurement that I'm going to be using, I guess.
Should be the only measurement that you're using.
Not quite as tall as Marsh.
Taller than Saradin.
But he's taller than Saradin, but not quite as tall as Marsh. And he has
aren't most of us taller than Saradin, but not quite as tall as Marsh?
Yeah, that's kind of most of us, I bet. He's tall-ish. That's him. He's got slick black hair, like a very long nose, and he, as he's coming, he pushes through the crowd that's behind you, and they kind of, like, release you a little bit, but they're, like, grabbing your arms, but they don't have you they don't have knives to your throats anymore.
Knife point.
And that's good.
They don't have you at knife point. And Gregor looks just fuming. He, like, has hatred fully in his eyes. And this guy says, you know the law as well as I do. No harm is to come to trespassers to the law yet. Now, please, let's just handle this in a civilized manner. And everybody remains silent, kind of just like you gather like in fear of this guy. And people stop doing anything, and Gregor just like stands still with his arms behind his back now. And it's just silent for a really long, awkward time. And then this man, he puts his hands together and he says, "Well, all right, let's get the prisoners in cuffs and report back to the boss. They'll be riding in my personal wagon." And he walks back through, the crowd, and this very large group of bandits put metal restraints on all of your hands.
They just
tie up Sarah.
I was just gonna ask, do they really have
They don't have custom possum size.
Question before we move on. Is this dude with the slick back hair, is he hot?
Yes.
Is he hot, though? That was really quick, Tim.
He's not unattractive.
How old is he?
Cowardly answer.
I bet some. He looks a lot younger. He looks like maybe early 20s.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, okay. I guess so this is better than knives to our throats. Like, for the moment, at least.
Yeah. Ren, while getting cuffed and stuff, Ren isn't flexing, but Ren also isn't not flexing, you know?
All right.
Just letting everyone know, like, the latent strength just hiding beneath.
Yeah. That sleeveless turtleneck is just so...
Okay, the five of you are, now kind of in line. The metal restraints that they put on you are like handcuffs, kind of, but they're like really big and heavy duty, and they all have like chains that attach you to each other, and they begin to like shove you and kind of nudge you in the direction that this guy walked, and you are now walking through some like a beaten path in like some tall grass. So the path is about 6 or 7 feet wide, and you're in the center of it, and there's plenty of people in front of you and plenty of people behind you. I'd say probably 10 to 15 on either side. And the hot man is in the front, and so is Gregor.
Okay.
I yell up to the hot man. "Hey, what's your name?"
He comes and walks alongside you now, telling everybody to keep going, and he's, "You are totally right. I am so sorry. Where are my manners? My name is Cyrus. Pleasure to be of acquaintance. Who are you?"
"I'm Ceridan Windblade."
"That sounds very, real. You are a possum, yes?"
"Very observant, sir. Very observant. So clever."
"I'm just... it's just intriguing to me."
"Yes, I am a possum. And you're a human. I also can observe."
"Neat. Okay."
Did we know if he was a human?
Yeah, I was just gonna say human.
Is he like, human? Wait, I was just guessing.
He could be like an human. Elf or something.
Should have said before, human guy.
Yeah,
okay. Forgot that this is a game that there is other options.
While talking to a possum.
That's, you know, fair point.
That's true. Ren sort of like is there and he like flips back his hair and is like, hey, I'm Ren. I am a half elf. And you can like, you know, he's got the ogre teeth. It's fun. It's fine. Oh yeah, also with a wink. Just I'm Ren.
He looks at you, says, Ren. My echo just went off. That's crazy. I didn't say anything that sounded remotely like the activation word. He looks at you and he says, Ren, pleasure to be of acquaintance with you. I am Silas. You probably heard Cyrus? Silas? I don't remember. Anyways.
don't remember your own name.
Cyrus.
Doesn't. You know, scientists have yet to agree. So. who might the rest of you be?
I'm Venus.
Hello?
I don't got any cool introduction. I'm Venus.
Neat.
I've got a glowing haunch.
That's.
Do you guys have haunches here?
I do. I actually have a haunch collection back at home.
You do?
I do.
This is a great conversation. I think I like you.
That's great.
Eat up handcuffs on us, like minutes ago.
Was it set?
Like we are currently handcuffed.
Sigh.
Still.
Yeah, but it's like the rules here. It's fine.
Yeah. That's yes.
Anyone else can introduce themselves.
Okay. And then he walks back up to the front.
That was a great conversation, guys. I think we made a really good first introduction to Cerberus.
Wow. He really just ignored my question.
Would you ask?
I asked him where we're going.
Oh.
I didn't.
And he walked away.
I did not hear you say that.
Neither did I.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, neither did I. Apparently, Ren never said this.
Yeah, Ren.
I don't think Ren canonically said this.
No, I swear I did. You're gonna listen back to my audio and you're gonna hear me, and then you're just gonna stand there.
He did walk away though, so.
Wow. That sucks.
I think I'm just kind of like fiddling with the what is it, handcuffs?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm fiddling them.
There's a fun fantasy name for those.
Have I ever
shackles?
Have I ever seen shackles?
Have
I ever seen handcuffs?
Manacles.
Have you ever seen manacles? You probably know of them.
From where? Life?
Studies.
Studies. Okay, cool. Can I see if I can make a roll to know how to undo them?
You can do an investigation check on it.
Can I get advantage on that? Because I have experience in tinkering and figuring out how things unlock and work.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Let me set this back down and roll. That's not great.
What was it? Investigation?
Yes.
That's a nice old juicy five.
Woo!
Okay. With the five, you don't think that you can figure out any way of like
wonderful
removing these from yourself. So you're all kind of just continuing on in this line until you see a line of about seven wagons, real old timey like, and everybody starts going into some, and then Cyrus
Cyrus
goes into the one right at the front, and he doesn't go into it. He goes up to it and kind of motions for you to go in, and people like kind of shoo you towards it. So you walk inside, and he follows you in and sits down across from you. There's plenty of space on the one side for all these bodies, I bet. And you're all just bodies to me.
Yep, just
objectify
suits.
Us, I guess.
Yeah. Anyways, you're in the wagon now, and they start moving, and it's just kind of silent for a long time.
I've never been a prisoner before, I say to Saradin. You know, I'm not thrilled about it. Like, it's a bad situation, but it's a new one.
Yeah, I mean, this is somewhat more similar to what I pictured, like, some parts of
you know,
the country
like,
being like, but, like...
It's not supposed to be not, sunshine not all parts. The time.
Yeah, like, you experience,
it's
like,
not an adventure if you're not overcoming something. And this is better than dying
yeah,
in a
like,
cave.
I mean, hey,
like,
at least
this,
we're not
this
stuck
is
in that
an
cave
improvement
anymore,
from
right?
when I thought I would get crushed by a magic cave.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say so. I can see the open air.
Exactly.
I can see trees.
There's
yeah,
like
this
a
is a
field
lot
and shit.
We're going to meet some weird bird circle thing.
Yeah. I have been curious about the bird circle thing.
Yeah.
This is not how most people are treated when they come to a city, I am assuming?
No, this has not been my typical reception when going to cities, no. It's usually a lot less, handcuffy.
Good to know, thank you.
I've been in similar situations before. Well,
I'm sure you have.
Oh, I bet you will, says, Cyrus.
That sounds kind of intimidating, gonna be honest.
Are we, what's the,
I do,
what's the sort of wagon situation? Like, how many are there, what's the order and shit?
There's...
Are we all in the same wagon?
Seven wagons, you're all in the same one.
Okay. Where are we in the sort of train of wagons?
You are right at the front.
Ah, damn it.
Oh, wonderful.
Ah, damn it. Oh, well.
Yeah, so you're in the front wagon, and there's just kind of like people up front of the wagon driving it.
How many people
and
is that?
One person. Two of them? Two of them. And then there's Silas.
And it's pulled by like a horse, I assume.
Horses, yes.
Right.
Okay, is it Silas or is it Cyrus? Or is it just. Is it.
What's that?
Cyrus or Silas?
Yep.
Okay. Cool. I'm gonna call him Cy.
So. We're in his wagon, yes?
You're in his wagon,
with
and
him?
He's there with you. It's actually very comfortable and cozy in here. The seats aren't... It's not just a wooden bench. It's got, like, padding on it.
Mm,
it's very nice.
This is nice.
Luxurious.
Does this count as a short rest?
Yes.
Does it?
It does count as a short rest.
Hell yeah.
Yeah!
Getting my spell slot.
I get
my
invisibility
back.
Where are we going again?
Oh, yes. What kind of host would I be if I did not tell you where we're going? We are going to see Kairos in his wonderful abode.
What's gonna happen when we get there?
Kairos is a person?
Yes. Oh, yes. That's kind of strange that you don't know who he is, but
I thought we established that we don't even know where we are. We came
here.
We went into a cave, and then there was like a magic light thing.
We're from out of town.
I don't know how
that's
so difficult to understand, honestly.
I was excited about this portal thing at first, but now it's kind of getting old.
He seems amused by this, and he's like, oh, yes, I'm sure. Well, I guess I could give you a brief explanation of, a summation of who Kairos is. He came to this land and, took it, for it was rightfully his after all, and he, conquered it, providing, jobs and safety for...
Usually when people have to come to a land and take it, that doesn't mean it's rightfully there.
Oh, no, trust me, it was his.
It doesn't sound
and
like
he's
it
done
was.
So much. He's done so much good. He's creating jobs, and he's providing safety.
Not for
seems
us.
Pretty spooky.
I don't think particularly safe.
You aren't in any danger.
I feel like we're about to go to our deaths, like you're leading us to our deaths.
I can assure you that you won't die.
Well, no, you can't. You cannot assure us that we can't die. You can assure us that you won't kill us, but, you know, you never know when you're gonna die.
He laughs at that. And, is looking out the window again.
Great.
Okay, so this, wagon ride kind of continues for a bit, until, he points out of the opening of the wagon. He says, there it is. Shiftstone Castle. And you can see a very large structure on top of a hill. It's very long and it's very large. And he described it as a castle, but it doesn't look like any castle that you've seen. It looks essentially like a really, really, really big pile of sticks.
Oh.
Huh.
Like a nest.
Kind of like a big upside down.
It's just a city full of beavers.
You could say that
or a beaver dam. That's a good thing.
It's all beavers.
It looks like a huge beaver dam.
We figured out your beaver puzzle.
Okay.
You said this is called Shift Stone Castle?
It could be either.
It could be. The wagons pull up to it, and there's an entry gate where there are about 4 guards, 2 on either side, and they are heavily armored, and they have, like, big, like, sticks that they're holding, all menacing-like. And Silas gets out of the wagon and indicates for you to do so as well.
I guess
and
we do, then.
Get out the wagon.
Yeah, get out the wagon. Yeah.
All right, so
get out of the wagon.
You get out the wagon, and then people come, and
I get out of the wagon in just such a cool way. I'm just so cool.
Yeah, roll a cool check.
Roll a cool.
Yeah.
Is that charisma? Probably.
That'd probably be plus charisma, I bet.
Where is my charisma stat?
At the bottom.
It's pronounced charisma, actually.
It's pronounced
chorizo.
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
Chorizo
check.
No, point.
I rolled a 3. I shouldn't have rolled.
I think you trip.
No, Cyrus knows I'm a dork.
You trip a lot. You trip really badly.
I trip into Cyrus?
Face.
You don't fall on your face.
Can I trip into Cyrus?
What's up?
Can I try to catch him?
Can Cyrus catch me?
I think what happens is that you get out of the wagon, you trip on the last step, and then you stumble forward, and then you also trip on a stick. So you stumble again once you're already on the ground, and he doesn't catch you, but he was watching.
That's great.
I go up to Ren, and I'm like, are you okay? Do you need me to do anything? Are you all right, Ren?
Are your boo-boos okay?
Do you need me to, like, help you out? Do you need some Neosporin?
I'm fine. It's fine. It's fine. I'm fine.
You sure? Do you need me to carry you?
No, I think I'm okay.
I can carry you if you want. I can.
I did try to catch you, but the benevolent god of this universe decided that today was not that day.
Oh, shut up.
Thank you, Marsh. I appreciate it. I get up
Anytime.
And I shake myself off, and I do not make eye contact with Cyrus.
Cyrus just kind of, like, recomposes himself, and he says, all right, if we're all stable, and he motions for some of the bandits who just came out of their wagons, and they lead you inside, and Cyrus goes first, and he takes you into this building. And once you go in, the first, like, few hallways that you're in kind of look like the exterior, where it's just walls, like, of, like, sticks, like, woven into each other. And you can see kind of natural light coming in through the cracks. But that quickly subsides because the walls sort of change into, like, stone as you get further in. And it gets kind of darker, but then you you make it where they are taking you. And you can see inside, and you can see a large room with a throne also made of sticks at the very end of it. But there's one very, very... Well, there are a few very interesting details about this room.
Other than the fact that it's made out of sticks?
Other than the fact that the walls are made out of sticks and the ceiling kind of isn't there and it's just kind of sticks. As you walk in, the doorway, it looks exactly like the golden archway that you went through before.
Does it have an indentation?
It does have an indentation in it.
Is there a crystal in it?
There is no crystal
in
it.
Wait, do I still have my crystal?
I don't think...
You do.
No, it was left in the...
You do?
I do?
We still
you
have
do,
the crystal?
You do still
what?
Have the crystal.
But my...
What? Does
but
it seem like it would
are
fit?
Chained
hands
up,
are.
Right?
Your hands are chained up, but you can, like, feel it in your pocket or whatever. And you do have...
Is Marsha's
you know
pocket
you have it.
Just, like, glowing?
No.
Okay. Not glowing.
That's not...
Not more than usual.
That's not the only interesting thing about this room.
Jesus.
When you walk in... the floor is made of stone, and there's a engraving on the, in the center of it, and it's the same, symbol with the circle and the squares and the bird with its wings spread that you saw in the cavern before. But there's also the throne, and a man lazily reclining on it, with his hand up near his face. And he looks very amused at you. But at the top of his throne, affixed to it, is a crystal. And it looks exactly like the one that you have in your pocket. Exactly like the one you have in your pocket. It's Tin, your dungeon master, and here, got some ads. You know, ads. You've heard of them. You love them. Maybe not, but they're here anyways, so you're gonna deal with them, I guess. I'd just like to give a very quick thank you to... Dax Ayrton on Reddit for the homebrew of the class for Saradin. Thanks for that. Thank you to all of you also for still listening. The continued, I guess, success of each episode is still kind of mind-boggling. If you would please share the show with literally anybody and everybody you know, actually. Everybody should know about it. But, yeah, that's the only way that we can, like, grow at all. The link to follow our social medias is linktree.ee/thedicelabpodcast. That's linktr.ee/thedicelabpodcast. Went British there for a second, but that's okay. You can use hashtag thedicecast to share stuff on social media about it. And yeah, we've got a couple months until the summer, and summertime means that we're going to probably up the release schedule a little bit. So if you want to just get the word out about it before then, so we can have just a great time, have people catch up before then, that would be just fantastic. But thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. Next one is going to be out May 1st. So yeah, see you then. This, the man who's here, he has a crown that is, also made of sticks. Just loves sticks, I guess. And it looks kind of wicker, which is interesting. But, he has kind of hawk-like features. He's a human. Or he looks humanoid. He's not actually like a bird, but he has hawk-like features. And, he is large. Like,
is he doing that like weird like 2019 Cats like Uncanny Valley hawk thing?
No, he just has
or like Maleficent. He has like when the crow turns.
He doesn't actually have bird.
But he's
features.
Just like pointy.
He has bird like, yeah, like. His face looks very angular and like.
Oh, okay. So someone like in elementary school would be like, "You look like a bird."
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah. Somebody might say in elementary school to him, "You look like a bird, dude."
That's
his
bird.
Villain origin story.
Yeah, that's his villain origin story. But he is there.
He was like, "Yeah, maybe I do look like a bird. I'm gonna make it my whole thing. Fuck you."
Exactly.
Yeah. So he looks very amused at you, and Silas kind of steps forth, and he says, "My liege, these people were found trespassing in your territory."
I don't know if it counts as trespassing if you're not doing it on purpose, and you also even, you know, don't know that you're in someone's territory.
There'll be a chance for this. Sir, what would you have us do with them? And the man on the throne kind of looks at you and hesitates for a moment. And he says, well, I'm very, very curious about who you are. And as he says that, he has just a weird look in his eye. Like, it's not like creepy. I guess it's kind of creepy, but it's just like, it's just like, not what you'd expect.
Huh. Hmm. Okay.
I would say I would roll insight about that, but I have terrible insight, so.
I'll roll insight. I'll insight it.
Five.
I'm gonna insight it. I'll do an insight.
Wait, no, I have pretty good insight.
That's not great.
What was it, Bestie?
Is it better than a 5?
It's a 10.
10, okay.
That's better than my 5.
So he looks like...
I got a 13.
Okay, with those all three of those rolls combined, you can tell he looks like he, like, knows something, and he's, like, toying with you.
Great.
When he says he wants to know more about you.
I don't think with the 5 I can, like... form any coherent thoughts about what I think his motives are, but I think that, like, expression on his face just makes me, like, real angry.
Valid.
It's just like that, this is dumb little guy looking like that at us. Who are you?
I say to him, well, what do you want to know? We were in a cave, we found a portal, we walked through it, and we ended up here, and your guys captured us for trespassing. We've never heard of you, we've never been here before.
As you say portal,
I feel like you know all
you know,
this.
You're
as you
guys,
say portal, he
we're sort of
raises
waiting
an eyebrow.
Outside the portal, like, ready with knives and everything, and then they acted like they were surprised that we didn't know where we were. Like, dude, you just watched us come through a portal.
Like, yeah.
Frame of reference, you did not go through a portal, like, where you were. You just, like,
just appeared
there.
Out of thin air.
Yeah.
Just
well,
were
that
there.
Also... Seems like something they would find a bit strange.
We just appeared out of thin air and then they put knives to our throats. They saw us just poof.
you're
like, you
know exactly what's going on. Yeah, sure.
What's this guy's name again?
Kairos.
Sir? King Kairos?
Yes, that would be me.
Do you see us as objects?
I guess. Perhaps. I don't... This is not really a time for you to be questioning me. Who are you?
Okay, Buster.
I'm Venus.
I'm not about to be objectified by anyone here. What do you want us here for?
I, quite frankly, I don't want you here. And
oh, great, then you can let us go.
That's,
okay, then let's
just
go.
We don't
want
to be here.
Exactly.
You don't want us here. You can just let us go. We'll just vibe. It's great.
Unfortunately, this is not how today is going to play
unfortunately.
Out.
Unfortunately, I thought you were deciding how today was going to play out, so couldn't it play out in, like, a fortunate way?
Oh, no. This is, it's only unfortunate for you.
Oh, great.
I have
wonderful.
No, yes.
I almost
you,
figured
yes.
that was the
Sorry.
Case. Yeah.
That was, yeah. kind of confusing on my part. Sorry about that one. It sucks for you.
Excellent. I think at his answer to my question, I think Marsh just, like, gets really embarrassed and just, like, leans back with his eyes kind of, like, wide open and just, like, looking down, like, duh, don't like being here.
Yeah. Okay. He kind of looks over you, and he can tell he's not going to get more information than you've given.
I mean, he didn't try particularly hard.
Yeah, he just kind of said, tell me information.
And he was like, yeah, I guess not.
He's just that good. So he says
he could also be lazy.
Could be. You don't know the mind of the Kairos. He says, let's take him to the brig. And Cyrus nods, and a group of bandits grabs you and leads you to the only other door in the room besides the one that you came from, and leads you down a series of stairways and dark hallways and into a room. Surprise, we got more tunnels and rooms.
What?
But,
this podcast.
Whoa. Oh, great.
In this podcast, wow. We got tunnels and we got rooms. I just love the darn things. He takes you into this room.
Tunnels and rooms and pistons, oh my.
Pythons.
And so you assume that this room is the brig, and it's basically, like, it's kind of musty in this room. There's, like, there's torches on the walls. It's a really wide hallway that he takes you down, and then there is a desk at a corner where the room kind of turns. So the room is an L shape, and he's walking you down it, and on the one branch of the L, there's about 8 cells, 4 on either side, and he kind of moves you to the first one on the left wall and opens it up. I say he, it's a few people. But moves you to the cell on the first cell on the left wall and kind of brings you inside, unmanacles you, and
so we're just going in a cell?
You're just going in a cell.
Who just letting this happen?
Is this Cyrus or is this someone
else?
This
is some other guy. Six of them escorting you.
Do we still have our things?
Is Cyrus escorting us, or did he stay upstairs?
He stayed upstairs. They are stripping you of your things.
No!
And...
No! My thing!
Why did I say something?
Not my thing.
Yeah.
Hey, you can
do they
you can
take like
some,
all
can
our,
I keep
when
pebble,
the, you say that they're taking our things,
it's
do you mean like
just a pebble.
They're taking...
Can I keep
they
guys?
Take... They take...
Do they take like...
They take...
Everything?
Your bags?
Right.
And any items. They don't like... root through them, really.
Yeah, but, like...
But,
when
Venus,
you say that they take any items, does that mean, like, jewelry, armor, stuff like that? Like, how much of our things do they take?
Did they steal my pebble after
they
I...
Do not, they don't steal your pebble. They do take, like...
Yes.
Armor. Like, if it's, like, heavy armor. If it's, like, your clothes, they're not gonna take your clothes.
But are they taking, like, jewelry and shit?
Did they take my haunch?
Well,
yes.
Damn it.
But I said I put the haunch away. I didn't
you
say
did
where.
You did not say where you put your meat.
I
did
not say where.
You
did
not
say
haunch. Where you hid your meat.
I'm gonna need...
I didn't say where I put the haunch.
I'm gonna need to know where you put the haunch, bestie.
Where did you put the haunch? Let's just say...
It's 4:20 p.m.
4:20 p.m.
That's great, boss.
It's actually
that's
not.
Great.
It's
where's
like
the haunch? Where's the haunch?
Where is the haunch?
I've been actually hiding this from you guys the whole time. I've had a haunch holster underneath my skirt.
What?
It's actually, like, attached to my leg.
Oh.
So, like, you know, you, it's like one of those things around your leg, like, it, a knife
yes.
would be there, but instead it's a haunch.
It's a haunch.
It's pretty good.
So it's under my skirt. Are these guys gonna take my skirt haunch? My under the skirt haunch?
I think they are, but only because you did talk about it earlier. And you brought attention to the fact that you
Fudge.
Did have a haunch. And when they took your stuff,
I only
when they
Cyrus
took your, when
or
they took
Celeste
your stuff,
or what's his face?
And they noticed that there was not a big hunk of meat. They were like,
she's supposed to have a big hunk of meat.
There's got to be more meat somewhere.
Listen, I lied about my meat game. I'm sorry.
Nah, they have the haunch.
Dang.
Would it even be glowing still at this point?
Hey, important question.
Yeah.
Pretty important question. Did they take the crystal?
They did, but was it like, where were you, where did you have the crystal?
I'd say I probably had it in my pocket. On my clothing.
Then I don't think they did.
Oh, damn. Well, I was...
They didn't search your pockets?
Yeah.
They didn't, like, pat you down. They just kind of took any bags and, like, physical stuff.
I was wearing, a belt harness thingy with bags on it. They would have taken that, right?
Yes.
Yeah, great. Wonderful. Fantastic.
So if I have, a dagger strapped to my thigh or something hidden, they didn't take
it? Well, they took the thigh haunch.
Anything that's in your inventory is not in your inventory.
Wonderful.
Except for the crystal. You have the crystal.
Great. Wow. Fair.
I wanted something to tinker with.
There's probably some bones on the floor.
Tinker with these locks.
Wow.
Ignoring that.
Anyway, cutting all that out. Let's continue.
Oh, I should probably describe the cell you're in.
Yes.
Yes. So, they kind of leave you in the cell. They lock it behind you, and it's almost completely dark. There's a little bit of light coming from outside the cell, but in the corner of the cell, it's very the floor is like kind of a little bit wet. It's like cobbled floor. The walls are stone. There's a couple like wood planks attached to the walls with like chains as beds. And in the corner of the room is what looks to be just a pile of rags, but it moves a bit once the guards are done, and you realize that it is a woman.
Oh. Yeah!
A woman who kind of like gets off the ground and turns around and looks at you. She has longer hair. Some of it is graying. Some of it hasn't yet. It's black hair. Very greasy. She's been in a cell for, you can tell, a while. And
oh, so true.
She has a very hunched back.
Hunched back?
The haunch was a lady all along.
Is she hunched. What race is she?
She looks like probably like half elf.
Cool. Is she hot?
Probably.
She's very kind of dirty and gross right now.
But like,
but you
would
can
she
see
be
some
hot
potential.
If she was,
you can
yeah,
see some
cool,
potential
cool,
there.
Great.
We can Princess Diaries.
Does she say anything?
She doesn't.
Hey.
Hello.
Oh, did you come through a portal too?
This makes no sense.
I think it makes perfect sense, actually. Do you know what a portal is?
No. What I let me introduce myself.
Yes.
My name is
Kajuka.
Please.
My name is Kajuka.
Hello. Hello. I'm Meadow.
Hello.
Hello, Meadow.
I'm Saradin.
Saradin, very nice to meet you.
I'm Venus.
Venus.
I'm Ren.
Perfect, Ren. We're just I'm just saying all your names right back at you.
This is
yeah,
great.
This is great. I
five
know all
five
of them now. Except for you, very tall one.
Marsh just like kind of looks at them and like kind of like raises their hand a little bit and then just like lowers it back down.
Okay.
That's Marsh.
Hello, Marsh. Okay.
There we go.
Yes.
I just nod.
Mine?
I pat their shoulder that I can just quite reach. I'm on my tippy toes.
So what you do to upset the Bird King?
I assume you mean Kairos.
Yes. Yes. I forgot his name.
This is fair. It's quite a lame name. I assume that you met Cyrus?
I think so.
He was a bit unclear on
what his own name was.
Yes, this is coming for him. I used to have his job. But he accused me of high treason.
Did you do it?
Of course I didn't. See,
that would be kind of cool.
He
would have been just a bit.
He's a little bit kind of cool. You know, I'm not a big fan of him so far.
This is fair. He is unpleasant. See, I used to be in his ranks until I was promoted to right-hand woman of him, and as right-hand woman, I received some abilities from him, like let me demonstrate. And she kind of puts her hands together, and they shake a lot, like there's a lot of strain on them, and between them there's like a single glowing black spark that shoots between her hands. And she says, "Well, this is very very weak now. My powers were much, much greater before I was locked in here for a while, but I was given the power and I loved it, and it was wonderful, and I decided that I would research the magics and try to advance myself in my abilities magically. But Cyrus accused me of doing that because I was trying to overpower."
Well, that doesn't
Kairos.
Seem fair.
No, very, very unfair. Very unfair indeed. But it is fine. I live here. This is okay.
What's the food situation like?
Can we time out for like 2 seconds? Sorry, my sister came downstairs and I was very distracted. Could you like TLDR what just happened?
Yeah. She explained that she used to have Cyrus's job, and as a higher up of Kairos, she was granted magical powers by him, and she fell in love with the powers and tried to like study magic and advance her abilities, but Cyrus reported her for treason and trying to plot a rebellion and overpower Kairos, and she's been in prison.
Well, were you trying to plot a rebellion?
No, I was not. This is the unfair bit of the story, but it is okay. These last 12 years.
That doesn't seem okay. 12 years is like more than half my life.
You are so young.
Yeah, you know, I'm actually technically I'm an adult, but you know, only barely.
This is fine.
But isn't Cyrus like a young man? Did he accuse you of this when he was?
No, you're getting.
A boy?
I think you're getting Cyrus confused with the bird king.
No.
Yeah. Cyrus is like early 20s.
Yeah.
You said that with your own mouth.
She had Cyrus's job. She was working for the king. I keep forgetting his name, the birdman.
Kairos.
Yeah.
Kairos.
Before Cyrus had that job, and then Kairos accused her of treason.
No. Cyrus.
Cyrus?
Yeah, but it's
accused.
Been...
Yes.
12 years ago.
Cyrus.
When he
was
a child.
12 years ago. Yes.
Cool. Great child.
Oh.
He would have been like 10.
Hate to see a Cyrus girl bossing. Okay.
Right.
Manipulating, mansplaining.
Male wife manipulate, mansplain. Exactly.
So, gaslight. So, girl boss. Gatekeep.
Well, we didn't do anything either.
Would there hypothetically be a reason why someone would want
Goat
to
trip.
Stage a rebellion in a coup under Kairos?
Oh.
Or is he like, what is public opinion? Is he chill?
Oh, no, he sucks.
I like you.
Oh.
Yeah, that's...
This is what we thought. This is what we thought.
Yes, he is horrible. What is the word? There's definitely a word. You must forgive me. I have not spoken. I would describe Kairos as...
A tyrant?
tyrant. That's exactly the word I was looking for. Thank you very much.
That bodes so well for us, doesn't it?
Yes, yes. So, unfortunately, he's a very powerful tyrant. So, rebellions, there have been many, never work.
So, I guess we could stage our own, am I right?
Yeah, we vowed to be the first of a bunch of things so far. We haven't died in the cave yet.
So far, we're on a winning streak and bad odds.
Technically, we are out of the cave.
Yeah, we made it out of the cave alive. I think this might have happened.
We were the first ones.
I mean, well, we don't know that we were the first ones to end up here. But we did make it out alive so far.
They do seem confused.
And the first thing we're going to do is get involved in the geopolitical sphere of this country we know nothing about.
We are already prisoners. You know, what are they going to do to us? Imprison us again? Kill us, maybe. But, you know, that was a risk we were all right with taking in the cave.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
I don't actually want to die.
You get me, Saradin. You get me.
Can you describe the cell again for me?
It is... there's three walls that are all, like, stone brick, cobbled floor, and then the fourth wall is, like, iron bars.
Okay. Alright.
Can I slip through them?
No.
Are there guards?
There is, you know that there is a guard, kind of sitting at a desk, like, around the corner, like, on the opposite wall of you.
Do the bars look bendable with my very big buff strong arms?
You could try to bend.
Strength?
Strength, check? Yes.
18? 18? Can I bend a metal with my buff arms?
With an 18, you bend a little bit. Not enough for anything to fit through, but you do bend it. And then Kazuka says, "Oh, no. This is not necessary."
Oh. What do you mean?
What?
Well, I already know how to escape.